the entire section, I guess. Sorry. Added Section 5, Policy for Issuance of Utility Permits in its entirety. This includes requirements for horizontal directional boring. And there was a minor change to that this morning. I'm trying to remember where it was. It's on page 26, Section 4, Directional Boring, Item 2. The upper right-hand corner of the page is in order to... I see another one that should have been changed. It says, in order to prevent collapse of the borehole, introduction of a soil stabilizing agent, drilling fluid may be required. That was a period.
Where's that at?
Page 26, upper right-hand corner, section 4, paragraph 2.
Okay.
Third sentence down, parentheses, drilling fluid, parentheses, may be required. That was changed to a comma, space, including selection of drilling fluids for site-specific soil and groundwater conditions. Again, it was a typographical error. I had a period, and a capitalized became one sentence.
Shannon, going back up to 24 through 31, section 5 on the boring.
Yes.
We did add a diagram in there showing if you're doing like a 2-inch bore, it requires a 4-inch casing.
Yes.
Somewhere in there. I had read that it included that, but.
I know it was discussed because I remember.
I know it's in the new book.
I remember typing it. Section 4, I don't know that we have a sketch, but we do say the Section 4 on there on page 26, Devin, the ratio of the borehole to the product size should be limited. It goes on and on. And then there's a maximum pilot or back rim or bit diameter table that spells those out.
Okay.
I knew I'd found it, but again, I've slept since then. I apologize. Page 25, under Section 1, which is the utility permits, item number 2, referred to Section 67.1832. I'm assuming that's Missouri revised statutes, but I'm not sure. Public utility must provide notice by submitting plans.
It's page 25, section 1, item 2, did you say?
Well, that's what I typed here, but this doesn't make sense. I apologize.
Okay. That's okay. I just wasn't.
I was not. I had all this up here.
Okay.
Section 1. And unfortunately, I'm not the only person that touched these over time.
Mm-hmm.
Section 67.1832.
You changed it from public utilities to capital public, capital U utilities. Or utility.
Yeah.
So you just define public utility as opposed to public utilities? Because that's how it is in the section 67.1832. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I apologize. I'm trying to remember, and that was. And there's a note that was added in June, and I believe that was. It's not an excuse, but done by somebody else in our office. And I, again, flipped through these, and I apologize. So bear with me, because I do see public utilities must do right away with county standards, or the county can do it in charge. Restoration must be completed within the permit, or based upon extension or waiver. Subject to a 4-year statutory degree. So I see part of this, but I am not seeing this 67.1832. Devin, are you?
I don't.
Or do you don't even? I apologize. Let me.
Devin, yeah. That was a copy I made. I don't know.
So I'm reading RSMO 67.1832.
Okay.
It is referring, every time it talks about public utility.
This is
utility,
one you gave me.
Oh,
so that could be given, because
right
I made that what Travis said.
It doesn't
said
say public
okay
utilities. So is that why that changes there?
This is what, you've got what he's talking about.
Possibly.
I don't have a copy of the old one.
This is the one that Travis said Friday night, but they changed everything since then.
I just see no reference to this, the RSM 0671832 in here. And it would have been, again, I apologize, bear with me.
We have a few questions on here anyways. I don't know if we're going to prove this today as it is.
Okay.
So if you want
to... I will have to... I can check.
Am I wrong in that, guys?
I need to absorb some things, questions on...
I've got like three questions so far. So yeah, so I mean, I wouldn't...
Okay.
I would try to get verification on that, or clarification on that.
I will get that back to you today. Moving on, also on page 25, section 1 under utility permits, paragraph 4, there was a typo where it said by the county or its with an apostrophe representative, was changed to by the county or its representative without the apostrophe, and that's about halfway down in item 4. Its was the far right-hand word in the column, and it just, again, had the possessive apostrophe in it. Page 26, section 3, schedule of additional charges, section 7, again was a typo. It did say considered to before, one word, has been changed to considered to be for the good of the general public. That's item 7. Then under section 4, the directional boring, paragraph 2, it may be required selection of, that was the sentence, that's a, was fixed up above that I pointed out where it said,
It's page 26, section 4.
It's section 4, directional boring, subsection 2, or paragraph 2 in the upper right hand corner. In order to prevent, and again, there's a typo there, collapse of the borehole, introduction of a soil stabilizing agent, such as drilling fluid, parentheses, may be required, became including selection of drilling fluids for site-specific soil and groundwater conditions. Contractors shall be responsible for prevention of damage or hazardous site conditions on surrounding areas. And there was a may be required that included, we added the included selection of including selection of drilling fluids for site-specific soil and groundwater conditions.
Now, this copy that you guys handed us, is this the revised version?
The bound one? Yes, sir.
Okay. So we need to fix that percent to prevent?
Percent should be prevent. Pages 32 to 38. Memorial signage was added in its entirety, including the application forms. And those have been through multiple iterations. I believe it ultimately or originally came from MoDOT's application process and the way they fall under state law.
Devin, does this change in any way from what we all agreed on?
On the signage?
Yeah.
No.
And then on page 39, we added the entrance permit application. And then several details changed. Page 44, which is the standard detail for cross sections for a chip seal. Aggregate base course thickness was increased from 4 inches to 6 inches to match the verbiage elsewhere in the requirements. Page 45, cross-section for an asphalt roadway. The 3-inch minimum plant mix aggregate base course was changed to 3-inch minimum plant mix bituminous base course.